Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Okay, everybody, welcome in to another edition of Rhode Island's podcast of record, the Bartholomew Town Podcast. It's Bill Bartholomew here with you, as I am every Tuesday and Friday, for new episodes, and of course, always on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Bill Bartholomew, and over inside the Bartholomew Town Podcast Facebook group. Today, we're talking accounting in light of COVID-19 with Joe Kask. He's the managing principal for CLA's offices here in New England. Now, you may remember last year, we had members of Bloom Shapiro here on the podcast talking accounting, taxation, and a number of other issues. Well, Bloom was absorbed by CLA, who were named a top 10 accounting firm by Accounting Today on New Year's Day of 2021. So now there's this sort of larger scale infrastructure that the Bloom clientele have been absorbed by, but they're still focused on micro entities, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and frankly, something that you, even as a household, can sort of take into account, no pun intended, when organizing yourself and some of the loans that you may have received and so forth with respect to taxation and other accounting matters that come into play with the various programs that we all dealt with in one way, shape, or form during COVID-19. So Joe Kask providing a lot of insight today. We go into a number of different areas. It's a fast-paced conversation and a pleasure to have him here on the pod. Remember, folks, you may support Bartholomew Town by becoming a B-Town Insider. Head to patreon.com/Bartholomew Town or just click that support link or support button, I should say, wherever you're listening right now. For as little as $3 per month, you can help to sustain this independent journalism, entertainment, opinion, and analysis that we've become known for. That's patreon.com/Bartholomew Town. You may send me an email anytime, bill@ripodcast.com, or again, tweet at me at Bill Bartholomew. Okay, without further ado, let's get to it with CLA's Joe Kask. Let's start with kind of the basics. What is CLA and what services do you offer? And I guess kind of talk about your customer base.
Yeah, sure. That's great. Thank you. And again, Bill, thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to spending some time here with you this morning. So Clifton Larson Allen, CLA, is the eighth largest professional services firm, accounting firm in the United States. You know, the area of focus at CLA is wealth management, outsourcing, which is advisory services, audit and tax compliance. Right now, we're tipping the scales at 7,400 people. Some stuff here. I'm sorry. I hope you can. I'm just trying to turn some stuff off.
No problem. It's welcome to pandemic recording. This is par for the course.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I think that's off now. So there's about 7,400 people in Clifton Larson Allen. Bloom Shapiro prior to the merger was tipping the scales 550 to 600. You know, we're basically a New England-based firm as Bloom Shapiro we were. And Clifton Larson Allen has about 130 offices across the United States. Anticipated revenues at Clifton Larson CLA this year is about $1.5 billion. And Bloom finished up 2020 at just over $100 million.
Let's talk locally here. You're the leader of CLA's New England office now. That's your new role. And we'll get into the you know, the partnership in just a few moments with Bloom and CLA. But I guess let's speak to your offices in Cranston here, close to where we're taping right now. We're in Providence, close to the Cranston border. But I guess talk about the firm's local presence. How many people do you employ across New England? And sort of what industries, business sectors are you primarily focused on?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And let's start off with, you know, let's talk a little bit about where we're centered in our service delivery model. And again, you know, Bloom Shapiro started out with you know, typical compliance firm, tax and audit services. Everybody knows about them. And then we built out a very deep vertical in our advisory team. All things that CLA did. Now, what we're able to do now is bolt on another delivery, another service area, which is wealth advisory. And we can jump into that in a minute. Let's talk about the importance to us in Rhode Island. We entered the Rhode Island market as a firm back in 2013 with the addition of Sullivan and Company that was centered in Providence. And we've continued to grow out that platform. We were originally in Providence, and then we had moved down into Cranston. And we were very, very bullish on the Rhode Island market, if you will. So we've been down there now for about 8 years, right? 2021. And we're somewhere between 75 and 100 people, depending on, you know, the time of the year with interns coming in and out. You know, we have a lot of interns that come in from the various schools in the area. Right now, we're actually looking at expansion in Rhode Island. We're very excited about that. We're looking back into the Providence area and trying to figure out how we can get back into Providence, what type of office we can open up there, how can we can expand into Providence. You know, Providence or Rhode Island to us is a very important market. So CLA, as well as Bloom, was focused on that middle market, that privately held enterprise, that owner-managed business. And, you know, that's always been our focus. Our focus is not the public companies, those SEC registrants. We're not chasing that work. We're really focused on those owner-managed businesses, especially in Rhode Island. You can imagine that's a very big market. And what we've seen is growth in Rhode Island over the last 8 years. We're seeing continued expansion and that we're going to capitalize. And we're very, very bullish on what we're doing in our outsourcing vertical. So those outsourcing services, you can imagine that the owner of those businesses wants to be able to spend time with what's important, expansion of the business, right? Innovation. And if you look at what's going on in the back office, the accounting function, the bookkeeping function, the payroll services, those are all things that we're pulling out away from the owner, helping them accomplish that much more seamlessly. So that they can go ahead and go back out into market and do what they want to do is grow. So we're seeing an increase in business across Rhode Island, and we're going to continue to expand. And we're looking at in audit, tax, advisory, outsourcing, and we continue to look for people down there.
Yeah, and there's no question, small and medium-sized business, that is the bedrock of the Rhode Island economy. And we're seeing more innovation even in the what is sometimes called the micro business sector, even smaller than small business, literally an owner, operator, custodian, et cetera. They could probably use your services as well, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, there's no business. It's interesting. You know, CLA, you could imagine, is this big platform across the United States and quite frankly, around the globe, big global presence as well. And you would think a couple of things. Well, here's Bloom Shapiro. They go into this big $1.5 billion firm, and now they're not going to want to service the small businesses. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's an important segment of us as Bloom, but more importantly as CLA. So we're going to service all the way down to those small businesses that you're referring to right now. And the owner-managed small businesses across Providence really fits within the wheelhouse of what CLA does. So we're going to continue to expand there.
Accounting Today has described you as a top 10 accounting firm with more than 7,000 national employees, 130 locations across 31 states. I guess, how does your national strategy cross over and compare and contrast with your local and regional efforts?
Yeah, great question, Bill. First, I'd like to say that, you know, CLA and Bloom came together because we shared a common value and a common values and common culture. Okay, it's amazing to me to look at this $1 billion firm versus this $100 million firm and to see how alike we are. Our strategy was to provide services, as we discussed, to that middle market segment, that owner managed business, and that is the focus of CLA nationally, to provide audit, tax, advisory services. And now wealth advisory services as well, which we didn't do. So if you look at what the CLA strategy was, it was the same thing as Bloom Shapiro's. So I'm going to suggest that you know, there's going to be very, very little difference. You know, the client's not going to feel a difference. They're going to have the same people that are going to be servicing them that were servicing them under the Bloom flag. It's going to be the same philosophy, the same audit technology, because we use all the same technology. We just believe that there's going to be bigger resources in the back room and more people for us to grow and provide them additional services.
Let's talk about the Bloom Shapiro CLA partnership. That's something, you know, CLA is a relatively new brand here in Rhode Island. The transaction for acquisition was finalized, and that may not be the correct term in the M&A merger and acquisition field.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, good enough for a layman. But the transaction was finalized on New Year's Day of this year. As the CEO of Bloom Shapiro at the time of this announcement, what were the goals, the objectives, kind of the thought process behind the decision to go forward with this M&A element that you're engaged in now?
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. Some people ask me the question and they'll ask, you know, what did the pandemic and how did the pandemic enter into this decision? You know, the timing of it as of 12/31. So let's go back up and talk about, you know, Bloom has relationships with many national firms across the United States. And the pandemic did not enter into the fact that we did a merger, that we merged into CLA. What it was is that we were spending time with people around the country, and a relationship between CLA and Bloom developed over a period of time. And because of the common culture and because of a mutual set of values, we continued to have deeper and deeper conversations. And what was the merger going to create for us? Why did we do it? And, you know, there was more opportunity for our firm. It provided a solid framework for our people to grow and prosper and have those truly inspired careers that we talk about at CLA. So we were going to be able to do that. It was going to increase the value that we can deliver to our clients. You can imagine the resources and the depth of knowledge in the various industries that CLA has. So we were going to be able to provide additional services to all of our clients. We were going to be able to navigate, you know, certainly in a combined position, we were going to be able to navigate, you know, uncertainty and capitalize on the opportunities that are ahead of us as a bigger firm. And, you know, one of the things that we were able to bring into the conversation was the fact that now we could work with a new client from inception all the way through their exit strategy. From inception, meaning setting up their firm, setting up the books, setting up a philosophy or a business strategy or a vision for what that firm is going to be. And as we see firms going through a normal life cycle or clients going through a life cycle now, often the next generation is not there to take that client, they take that business over. So we're working with the exit planning now, that same client that had we helped bring come to life, if you will. And what I'm saying about exit strategy is, what is the best tax strategy? What is the best compliance strategy from the code and the ability to now provide them that wealth advisory type services that's going to help their family, you know, forever now, if you will. So we're able to bolt on that birth to exit strategy now. So we were very excited to do that. And then the other thing too is, you know, this is a, you know, we're always trying to bring in the best of talent. You know, it's a very competitive landscape out there, even at the size firm that we were at $100 million. This is just gives us the additional position in the market, and it provides us the ability to attract and retain the best talent in the industry. So there was a lot of reasons why we came together. We became friends first. It wasn't the pandemic. This is an opportunity, and it's an opportunity for our clients and our people, and that's why we actually did this.
It's the summer concert event of the season.
All right, relax, but it's going to be a good time, that's for sure.
Friday, June 18th, Bill Bartholomew, full band, outdoors at dusk, Providence, Rhode Island, new songs, new lineup, new normal.
How has your approach to client services or your business goals in general changed in any way under the CLA umbrella rather than Bloom Shapiro?
Yeah. So, you know, and again, I'm going to suggest to you, there's very little difference. I think that, you know, one of the things that, you know, we want to be careful of is We want our clients to have the same experience with us before the merger and after the merger. Where's the anxiety? The anxiety is going to be it's a bigger firm. We're not going to see the same people. We're going to be looking at different things. We're not going to have the same technology. We're not going to have the same feel. But on top of all of that, Bill, is there's going to be a feeling that, okay, the bills are going to be higher. The cost of doing, you know, the compliance work is going to be more. So we were really excited because of CLA's strategy, their vision, their culture, and their value system. What we brought to our clients was really seamless. Did they feel some changes? Certainly. You know, there's a different name. Maybe some of the engagement letters or contracts might be a little bit different. But it's the same team. It's the same cost. And I think, quite frankly, we can actually even go even into a smaller client base than we did in the past. So we haven't lost any of our clients as it relates to the merger, and we haven't lost any of our team as it relates to the merger.
All right, let's talk about COVID response and growth opportunities in 2021 and beyond. As a financial advisory firm, how much involvement did your team have with helping your clients apply for and secure funding, whether it's PPP or otherwise? And as many businesses are now beginning the process of securing forgiveness for this relief, do you have any general advice for any business owners that are listening right now?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, there's a lot to unpack in that question, I think. You know, as you can imagine, the world we looked at over the last 12 months, and it's going to continue for a period of time. You know, first off, as it relates to the merger, you know, we've received such a positive response from the market and from our teams. Okay, so first and foremost, that's been great. I'm really proud of and excited about what we've been able to bring to our clients from an understanding, a clear understanding of things such as the CARES Act. And when you're talking about the Payroll Protection Program and the ins and outs of that law and many other programs that were developed by the state and local governments, as well as the federal government, we're working side by side. We're running alongside of our clients, getting them to understand what the opportunities are for them, what's out there that can help them sustain their business on a long term. And this started back, right, when we developed teams around the CARES Act back early that last year, and in particular, the PPP money, that we're going to help them understand what the laws were around that, what the compliance was around that. But all the way through in their application process and then also now in the forgiveness process, helping them understand what they needed to have for records, how they needed to spend the money. And what I would recommend now, as you look at the myriad of programs that came out of the federal government, is documentation, gain an understanding, realize that these are important things to keep your businesses going, and call us. Let us work with you to take away that anxiety, because we've worked through many of these programs over the last 12 months, and we're going to continue to work through these programs. And with the contacts that we have at the state and federal level, it's helping us understand the program, and we're bringing a lot of clients over that hurdle to get that money, you know, hopefully forgiven here in the near future.
Last question. We're slowly but surely entering a post-COVID world. And of course, there's still a long way to go in terms of globally. I mean, we see internationally, it certainly is a rosier picture here in the US, where there still are major challenges. Just this morning, I heard on one of the New York radio stations that we may be looking at Memorial Day or even August in terms of the peak of the quote-unquote fourth wave. But with all that in mind, what specific growth opportunities do you see for your organization? And I guess just in general right now, as we hopefully are in this last moment of this weird and trying time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so we all have to recognize, you know, we have to work together as a country and as a global community to get past this pandemic and to get, you know, past this virus. And I think you're right. It's here on our doorstep for a period of time to come. I'm very optimistic. And the rest of the leaders here at Bloom at CLA are very optimistic about getting past this. We believe that the opportunities for our firm, because of the clients that we have and the talent that we have, we're going to continue to see growth in all of our verticals. It's going to be tax and it's going to be audit. This outsourcing, this advisory we talked about, is more and more individuals They go back into the market and they're going to grow their businesses. We want to take the concerns that they have with the back office, you know, whether it be the payroll or whether it be the bookkeeping. We want to take that away from them so that they can go out and focus on what they need to do. You know, listen, Bill, this world that we're in is going to continue to evolve. And I don't know if it's the next normal, the new normal. We hear a lot of things. You know, we're working now at trying to figure out how to reintroduce our workforce into the offices in an appropriate way. I can't tell you the profession that I work in. I'm very proud of what this profession has done. It's going to continue to see change. We're going to continue to see consolidation, especially because of the technology advancements that we have. We're going to see the things that we do in the compliance world, tax and audit, continue to be impacted by technological advancements in the way that we do business. And each firm is going to have to make sure that they have the resources that are going to need, that they're going to need to meet those technological needs and the needs of our clients so that they can grow. So we're going to continue to see consolidation. We're going to continue as a world to work through COVID-19. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, hopefully we can get out of this thing sooner than later. We got to make sure that we're safe and we're taking care of our people and our clients. But, you know, we're going to see some fundamental change continue in our business, but we're going to continue to see growth.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see it reminds me of, I was in New York during the financial collapse and the job I had at that point in 2008, it just never came back. And technology between smartphones and the ability to communicate, certain jobs just disappear. At the same time, down the line, it presented me with new opportunities and I like what I do a lot better now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is interesting. It's hard though. We have to, you know, this decentralized workforce, this work from home work, it's great. I'm so happy and proud of CLA and the flexibility that they provide for our teams across the United States. Very, very flexible. Nobody has to come back to the office. The thing as a leader, which concerns me, is how do you develop a culture? How do you mentor? How do you train? And how do you live this value system if you don't get to work with everybody? These Zoom meetings and getting to see each other are great, but you know, there's no substitute for that human contact. We're social beings.
Rhode Island's podcast of record, B-Town. At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.